Okay, welcome everyone to the new you and the new year. This is our first class. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that you're joining us for this transformational experience. This is one of the most powerful classes that we teach. We only teach this class once a year because it requires a lot of my time. We're going to be having two live classes every week, and I'll get into that in a second. But I want to say right off the bat, straight away, this is not a five-week weight loss challenge. I want you to not weigh yourself, forget about the scales, forget about all those things. What this is an opportunity over the next 5 weeks to create positive habits that will help address the real issues that are causing your body to hold on to weight so that your body can let go of weight easily and naturally, so that your body actually wants to let go of weight. That's what happened with me 14 years ago. That's what's happened now with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people at this point that we've worked with over the years with the Gabriel Method. It just recently happened to my own brother, Joe. My brother Joe is 57 years old, and you might have seen some of the posts that I've sent on him. He's 6'4". He's taller than me. He's a really big, muscular guy. And he was well over 400 pounds. We don't know how much he weighed because the scales didn't go up that high, at least the scales we had. But he was over 400. I would say my guess is he would be at least 430. That was 4 years ago. And something shifted 4 years ago, and he's just started addressing the real issues. Now, the last time he weighed himself, he was 205 pounds. Now, when you're 6'4 and muscular, 205 pounds is a very, very lean. He has a 34-inch waist. He is fitter and has less body fat on him than I do, and he's older. And he did not do it actively cutting out foods or by measuring portions or by counting calories, all the conventional things. He did not do that. What he did do, though, is he addressed the real issues that were causing the problem for him, the real issues that were causing his body to want to be fat, that were causing his body to hold on to weight. He started healing his digestion, which was a huge issue, reducing stress, working through emotional issues, nourishing his body. These are the types of things that we don't really talk enough about, the importance of it. Sure, you can lose weight by cutting out all the bad foods and by measuring your portions for a short period of time. But if your body's not on board, if you're not addressing the real issues and your body's not on board, you're going to gain it back. He did not gain it back. He's been losing weight consistently every single year for 4 years now, and he is fitter and fitter every year, and it's miraculous. And he is not dieting, not in a restrictive sense. He does actively nourish his body. He makes an effort to add healthier foods, to heal his digestion, to do meditations and visualizations, to do the right type of exercise, all the things that we're going to be talking about over the next 5 weeks. He does all those things, but he does not count calories. He does not restrict himself in any way, shape, or form. And there's just an example. Tiffany, who's on the chat roll right now, she also is a single mother of five that lost 85 pounds. And she did it the same way. She does not count calories. But in order to do that, you have to address the real issues. And that's what we're going to talk about in this class. So what we hope to achieve in this class is to create positive habits that will last a lifetime, that address the real issues. That's what we want to do. Do not weigh yourself. Do not think about weight. Do not worry about good days or bad days. The only type of bad days that you can have is if you're not adding healthy foods, if you're not listening to visualizations and addressing stress and emotional issues, if you're not healing your digestion, all the things that represent a good or bad day. Now, in this approach that I want you to focus on is whether or not you added healthy, positive habits, not whether or not you ate too much of this or you didn't cut out that. Forget about that. Did you add the positive habits that we're going to talk about in this class? That's what's going to make the difference, and it's going to make a difference for life. What we're going to do in this class is we're going to have two live classes, two live classes each week, once a week at this time. So right now it is Tuesday morning for me in New Zealand. So Australia, New Zealand, it's Tuesday morning. in the States, it is Monday night. So whatever time this is for you, we are going to have a class every week at this time to talk about a core lesson, to talk about what we want to focus on for the week. And then my Friday morning and Friday morning for Australia and New Zealand, Thursday night for the U.S., the same time as it is right now, but only if it's Monday night for you right now, so Thursday night for you, if it's Tuesday morning for you right now, Friday morning, so either way, every day, every week at that time, we're going to have a live question and answer session where you can call in and talk to me, and let me work with you, and let's focus on whatever happened in the core lesson. Hey, John, you said this about flax seeds, or John, you said this about omega-3s, or I have an issue with stress. In this class, we talked about stress. How do I address this? Let's talk about the issues in the core lesson, and let's talk about how to address the action steps. Do they apply to you? Hey, John, I don't think I have sleep issues. Do I still need to get checked for sleep apnea? No, you don't. But let's just talk about the core lesson and talk about what's right for you and where to go from here. We're trying to make this class as customized as possible. During these classes where I'm giving the core lesson, you can also put questions in a chat role. We have Coach Nadia and Coach Tiffany and also lots of our customer service there to help answer your questions there. We also have our Facebook group where you can ask questions. And then we have our live call and question and answer session where you can talk to me. So that's how it's going to be for the next 5 weeks. The most important part of the class, however, is the action steps. What action steps are you adopting? Because it's the action steps that create the positive habits that help you address the real issues. So we'll try to keep these classes shorter. We'll try to keep them under an hour, half an hour, 45 minutes. I'll try to go quickly. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. On the question and answer sessions, when we have those, the live call-in shows, if we need more time, we'll go up to an hour. Otherwise, it's going to be a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. Like I said, try to make it as quick as possible. If you can't join the live classes, do not worry, because they're all pre-recorded, or recorded rather, and you can then access them in the members area. Cool. So let's talk about what the real issues are. Basically, what happens is that we have a program inside our body that I call the fat programs that are activated by fat triggers. But basically, it's a program designed to force us to gain weight for survival reasons. When we used to live outdoors, for example, we would, if we went long winters without enough to eat, if we're chronically hungry, we're chronically cold, those are chronic low-grade stresses that cause hormonal changes in your body. And those hormonal changes in your body signal to your brain that you need to gain weight, and your brain goes into this fat storage mode. You become something called leptin resistance, which you may have heard of the term. But your brain becomes leptin resistant and activates these fat programs. And this is what happens. Certain things happen. You become hungrier. You crave more fattening foods. Your brain does not listen to your stomach when you've had enough to eat, so you end up eating until you're kind of stuffed. I don't know if you've had that feeling. I certainly have. When my fat programs were on and I had weight issues and I wasn't addressing them properly, I can tell you that most meals I stopped because I couldn't put any more food in my stomach. I was stuffed. I couldn't eat anymore. That's because my brain was not listening when my stomach was saying, okay, enough. Finally, it was physically, I couldn't put any more food in my body. That's typically what often happens when your fat program's on. Your metabolism slows down and you lose the ability to burn fat. And this is a big problem because when you lose the ability to burn fat, not only can't you lose weight anymore, you get junk food cravings all the time because every time your blood sugar gets lower, what's supposed to happen is your body's supposed to take your fat stores and use it for energy when your blood sugar goes down. But if you can't burn fat, you end up getting these low blood sugar episodes that cause junk food cravings, which then cause you to gain more weight. So you go into this cycle where you're craving junk food all the time. You are gaining and gaining and gaining, and you cannot burn fat. And that's the biggest reason why, you know, when you talk about calories in, calories out, it doesn't work for many people, is many people have lost the ability to burn fat because certain chronic stresses have activated your fat program. So today we don't have to worry about living outdoors or being in cold for long periods of time or any of those things. We don't have to worry about those things. But what we do have is we have other types of chronic stress. We have chronic stress that comes from toxins, that comes from processed foods, that comes from unfriendly bacteria in your digestion, that comes from leaky gut and inflammation, comes from mental and emotional stress and dysfunctional beliefs. All these things can, and worries, all these things cause chronic low-grade stresses. And sometimes for some of us, those chronic low-grade stresses cause the exact same chemistry in your body as a famine, and it tricks your body into wanting to be fat. So right now, if you're in a situation where you can't seem to lose weight, it's because your body wants the weight. It's been tricked. Hormonally, your body's been tricked into wanting to gain weight. Does that make sense? So if your body wants to gain weight, you're going to gain weight, even if you force it to lose weight in the short term. And you may have all experienced this, right? You lose weight in the short term, but then your body gains it back. You have a big binge or something like that. It's because your body wants the weight. It's been tricked. It's a trick. It's a metabolic trick. It's because the modern day chronic stresses are ancient physiology is maladapted. It's not adapted to the modern day chronic stresses that cause us to gain weight. And so our body's being tricked into activating our fat triggers and causing us to gain weight. And here are 10 of the most common things that can cause us to gain weight. I'm going to go over each one systematically. Chronic dieting, digestive problems, nutritional starvation, toxicity, sleep apnea, past traumas, medications, certain medications, emotional stress, lifestyle stress, limiting beliefs. These are all common fat triggers that can cause your body to gain weight. They can cause the chronic low-grade stresses that can cause your body to gain weight. Does that make sense? And what we're going to do is we're going to address all of these different chronic low-grade stresses so that there's less chronic low-grade stress in your system, which translates to less of the hormones, the chronic low-grade stress and inflammatory hormones that cause you to gain weight, which then will send a message to your brain, no, we don't need the weight anymore. We're not in a famine. We're not starving. Even though, of course, you were never in a famine. You're not starving. Your brain got tricked because of the hormonal signals. The hormonal signals go away, and your brain goes, oh, we're carrying too much weight. We don't need this weight. We're carrying way too much weight. And you get this hormonal shift. And when you get this hormonal shift, you're not as hungry anymore. You're not craving the junk food anymore. You're going longer periods without being hungry. Your body regains the ability to burn fat. Your metabolism speeds up. And you lose weight easily and naturally and keep it off. And the reason you keep it off is because you're not forcing your body. You're not at war with your body. You're not struggling with your body. Your body now wants to be thin. And that's what this course is all about. For 5 weeks, we're going to focus on the specific stresses that can cause your body to be tricked into getting fat to get your body to want to be thin. Does that make sense? Cool. So let's go over real quick some of these chronic stresses in more detail. Dieting, chronic low-grade diet, chronic dieting. And what I mean by chronic dieting is actively fighting cravings, actively forcing yourself to eat less than you want, actively forcing yourself to deny yourself the types of foods that you want. This type of thing can cause you to gain weight because you're actually tricking your body into thinking you're in a famine. And the whole reason we have fat programs, the whole reason your body would want to force you to gain weight is because of famines. And so dieting is artificially causing a famine. Now, here's a really important point that I want you to understand is that if you are currently dieting right now, do not stop dieting. Not yet. Just wait. Whatever you're dieting, if you're counting calories, restriction, whatever you're doing, don't stop doing it yet. Because no matter what I say, no matter what I do, if you stop dieting right now, you will gain weight. There's no two ways about it. Because you are actively forcing your body to be at a lower weight than it wants to be, you will gain weight. You will have a rebound effect. There's nothing I can do about it. So if that's the situation you're in right now, do not stop dieting yet. Wait until we address some of the stresses that are causing your body to want to be fat so that your body actually wants to be thinner and your body wants to be even thinner than the weight you are now. And then you can go off your diet because you're not going to have a rebound, because you're not going to crave a lot of bad foods. You're not going to overeat because your body actually wants to be a lower weight than you are right now. We have to shift your set point. We have to get you to the place where your body wants to be a lower weight. That's what we have to do. So you've got to wait. Just wait for a few weeks while we address some of the issues. Digestive problems are one of the biggest reasons that we gain weight. Digestive problems cause inflammation. They cause your body. There's some amazing studies about digestion problems and weight gain, specifically around what's called your microbiome or your bacteria in your intestines. And we're going to talk a lot about this in the coming weeks. We're going to have a session on talk more about digestion issues. But one of the things that you have that helps you digest is the bacteria in your intestines. It's called the microbiome. And they've done these incredible tests where they've taken identical twins. Yeah, they took these two identical twins. One was overweight, one was fat, and one was thin. And they took the microbiome or the bacteria from the fat twin and they put it into the intestines of mice. And those mice gained weight for no other reason than they now have unfriendly bacteria in their intestines. They took the bacteria from the thin twin and they put it in other mice, and those mice did not gain weight, proving conclusively that the bacteria in your intestines affects your weight. Then they took the bacteria from the thin twin and they put it in the mice that had gained weight, and those mice lost weight. Once again, proving conclusively that bacteria in your intestines, and showing once again, destroying the myth that it's all about counting calories. Dieting and calories in and calories out. No, that's also about your microbiome. So we're going to be talking about how to improve your microbiome. Stress can cause problems, antibiotics, fluorinated water, processed grains, gluten, pasteurized dairy, all these things do cause problems to your digestion. So we're going to talk about how to improve your digestion this week and in the coming weeks. Nutritional starvation. This to me is one of the biggest issues that can cause you to gain weight that we really, really don't focus on. When it comes to diet, we focus on don't eat this, don't eat that. But you've got to, if you start by focusing on do eat this, do eat that, and they're the right things that your body needs, then your body's not going to be hungry all the time. Because one of the reasons why we're hungry all the time is because we just don't have enough quality nutrients in our foods. Our foods are destroyed. If you look at most modern processed foods that are in your supermarket, crackers and cookies and cakes and pastas, they have no nutrition whatsoever in them, or they have they have inflammatory oils in them. All these things they keep you hungry, and they keep you hormonally imbalanced, and they cause inflammation, and they cause you to gain weight. So start first by adding. We're going to talk a lot about adding more healthy foods this week and in the coming weeks. For example, for me in the mornings, I might take 3 to 5 or even 10 grams of omega-3s as a supplement. I might take 5 or 10 capsule or tablets, like half-gram tablets of spirulina and some super greens and a big salad. And if I start my day that way, by forcing myself to add healthy foods, I'm not hungry the rest of the day. I've got lots and lots of energy. If I don't do that, whatever I eat is just not enough. I'm still looking for something. And my blood sugar is flowing all over the place because the foods causing my blood sugar to go through the roof, causing inflammation. If you're eating just modern food all day, it's just not going to work. So start first by adding. Look to add healthy nutrients. If you do that, everything else falls into place. Do that first, whenever your first meal is. Look to add healthy nutrients. We'll talk more about this in the coming weeks. Toxicity. We've got hundreds and hundreds of toxins in our body, and our body does not know what to do with it. We take in more toxins than we eliminate on a daily basis, most of us, through the foods we eat and living in the cities and the cleaners and that we use. And toxins come in so many different forms, and we'll talk a lot about this. But if you're taking in more toxins that your body can eliminate, your body's going to store those toxins in your fat cells, and then your body's not going to want to burn fat, because burning fat would put more toxins into your bloodstream, and your bloodstream is already overloaded with toxins. So we want to develop we want to develop what I call a detoxification lifestyle. So a detoxification lifestyle is when you're taking in less toxins and when you're eliminating. And you can do this through things, through having things like, through organic foods, through having things like green juices, super greens, and spirulina and chlorella, because they're all heavy metal magnets. They pull heavy metals out of your system. Veggie broths, flushing your body with healthy, clean water, putting a little lemon or apple cider vinegar in the water. And so flushing yourself all the time. And when you do eat foods that don't have high toxins, and you'll develop a detoxification lifestyle where you're taking in less toxins than your body can eliminate, and thereby allowing your body to burn fat and eliminate more toxins that are in your fat cells. Sleep apnea, this is a huge issue. If you have more than 50 pounds that you're trying to lose, please get tested for sleep apnea. When you have more than 50 pounds of weight, it's very common to have sleep apnea because the weight of your neck and your chest cause you to, when you're sleeping, it causes like a suffocation type thing that you may not be aware of. So you could have sleep apnea and not know it. I had sleep apnea and I didn't know it. But what happens is with the weight of your neck and chest, when you're trying to sleep, it collapses your windpipe and you're kind of gasping for air. And you wake up out of the deep REM state of sleep, the alpha and the theta and the delta states of sleep. You wake up out of that, and those are the rejuvenating states of sleep. But you don't wake up enough that you're fully conscious. You don't go to the beta state of consciousness. So you don't really wake up fully enough to go, oh, I just woke up. But you don't also don't get the deep rejuvenating sleep. And if you don't get deep sleep and rejuvenating sleep, it becomes a chronic low-grade stress. Your cortisol levels elevate, which causes your body to gain weight, causes leptin resistance, causes insulin resistance, causes your body to gain weight, and causes junk food cravings all the time. That feeling when you're traveling, maybe you haven't slept in 48 hours, you're living on junk food, basically. You're hitting the vending machine all the time. This is what it's like when you gain a certain amount of weight and you have sleep apnea. It takes it up a whole other level, because now you're not sleeping well enough, and now you're just craving junk food all the time, and your cortisol levels are elevated, and your body's in fat storage mode. It's a vicious, vicious, vicious cycle. So I urge you, whether you think you have sleep apnea or not, you have to get tested for sleep apnea if you have more than 50 pounds to lose. And then if you do have sleep apnea, you need to get it taken care of with usually it's something called a CPAP machine, and that's just a mask that blows air into your nose and mouth, keeps your windpipe open, so it gives your windpipe more pressure, more strength to overcome the pressure of your neck and your chest, and then you get a good night's sleep. I had to do it. If I didn't get my CPAP machine when I was over 400 pounds, I don't think I'd be alive right now anymore, but I certainly would not have lost my weight. So sleep and sleep issues in general, even if you don't have sleep apnea and you're not sleeping enough because you're too busy or you can't calm down, or you can't wind down, then yeah, you need to focus on getting better sleep. And we will talk a lot about that in the coming weeks on some strategies for getting better sleep. But sleep is crucial. And sometimes you can get more also during the day. If you're exhausted during the day, you'll actually lose more weight if you take a nap than if you work out. Taking a nap is better than working out if you're exhausted throughout the day. So if you take a nap throughout the day, if you can go to sleep earlier, don't look at screens late at night, for like an hour or two before you go to sleep. Maybe take a warm bath or take a shower and make it real warm, then real cold, then real warm. Listen to the evening visualization CD before you go to sleep. These are all really good strategies to help get a better night's sleep. Meditate before you go to sleep, or do some stretching before you go to sleep. Get out of your get out of your head, get out of your brain and into your body, and through these different suggestions that I just made, the baths or the showers or the stretching or the visualization and meditation, get out of your head and into your body, and that will help you get a better sleep. Past traumas is a huge, huge one. It's one of the biggest ones. We'll talk a lot about that in week three. We'll talk about how to address past traumas. But that's one of the biggest ones for most people that have real weight issues, and especially if you can trace your weight issue back to a trauma. That has to be addressed. The trauma has to be addressed. Your body actually reacts to the trauma by putting on weight to make you feel safer. It's actually a survival strategy that some people actually, I know I did all, feel safer when they have excess weight. So past trauma is a huge thing that needs to be addressed. Medications, certain medications like insulin, birth control, cortisone, antidepressants, certain painkillers can actually cause you to gain weight. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not recommending that you go off of your medications, but I am recommending that you talk to your doctor or you go to a doctor that's practices functional medicine or integrative medicine or holistic medicine so that they're more receptive to the concept that not all that medications do have consequences. All medications are toxic. There's no question about it. And some specifically can cause you to gain weight. So work with your doctor. Do I need this much of this medication? Can you check with me every 6 months or every couple of months or however often to see if I need less of this medication? Work with your doctor to see if it's possible. Don't go off your medication without your doctor's approval or get it. Have a doctor that practices functional medicine and can look at things more holistically, and they might be a little bit more receptive to going off medications. But certain medications do cause you to gain weight. There's no two ways about it, and there often is alternative solutions. So work with your doctor to find those solutions. Modern-day emotional stresses, everyday emotional stresses of marital problems or relationship problems or problems with your boss, these are all chronic low-grade stresses that can cause you to gain weight. Just lifestyle stresses of a high-stress job, being on the go all the time, you know, all go, no stopping. You know, we even glorify that. Oh, how's it going? Oh, I'll go. I'm moving so hard, working so fast, We kind of glorify it, but that high stress lifestyle that can cause chronic low grade stress. It can also and cause you to gain weight, and it can also make you less productive because it affects your brain's ability to access your creativity and holistic thinking because you're in a survival stress mode. So you're not thinking creatively and holistically. So it just doesn't work. As much as possible, no longer glorifying the idea that being in a high stress life is productive or in any way positive. Start to develop stress reduction techniques such as listening to visualizations and meditations and some of the other things that we're going to talk about specifically in week 3 of the next 5 weeks. Limiting beliefs. There have been tremendous studies on people and how their beliefs affect their body and even their weight. Tremendous studies, placebo studies, for example. There's been studies. They did a placebo study with people to see what the best knee surgery was. What they did was they took three groups of people. This is just an example to tell you how powerful beliefs are. Three groups of people, one group that had one type of knee surgery, one group had another type of knee surgery, and the other group did not have a surgery. They cut the person open and they gave them no surgery. The people that thought they had a knee surgery and did not have surgery recovered as well and in some cases better than the people that had the knee surgeries. That's how powerful our beliefs are. Another example was with chemotherapy. They took two groups of people, one had a specific type of chemotherapy, and the other group did not have chemotherapy. They just thought they had chemotherapy. And one-third of the people that thought they had chemotherapy lost their hair simply because they believed they had chemotherapy. Our beliefs are so powerful. And if you believe that you can't lose weight, that you're genetically fat and all this type of stuff, it will get in the way. So you can use visualizations and techniques that we talk about in these coming weeks and in these classes to help overcome limiting beliefs. But I can tell you that if you have the belief that you're not meant to lose weight or you can't lose weight, it's only because you've been going about it the wrong way. If you try to walk through a sliding glass door, let's say you don't know that the door's there, it's sliding glass. You try to walk through it, you think it's just open, you're going to hit your head every single time till you come to the conclusion that you can't walk through that door. But if you do it correctly, if you open the sliding glass door, there's nothing easier than walking through that door. And what's also true is that when you address the issues that make your body want to be fat, and when your body no longer wants to be fat, and when your body wants to be thin, there is nothing easier than losing weight and keeping it off when you address the real issues and your body wants to be thin. Anybody that looked at me or my brother or my family years ago, we were all overweight. They would say it's genetics. It's nothing you can do about genetics. We were all thin now. It's not genetic. Genetics play a part, sure. We have a lineage that's suffered with famines and strife and struggle, as many, many lineages do, many people from their past, from World War I and World War II and being in Europe and we carry that lineage. And that does affect your DNA. There's no question about it. But what affects it more are the beliefs. When you change your beliefs and when you address the real issues, your body will lose weight. Even if you have a genetic predisposition to being overweight, it's just a predisposition. You can change your genetic expression through epigenetics. That's the environment. That's the hormonal environment in your body that's affected by your beliefs and by what you eat and by the toxins in your body and the inflammation in your body and the stress in your body. It's the hormonal environment that affects the epigenetics that affects the expression of your genetics. So know this. If you've been fat all your life or for years and you think you can't lose weight, it's just because you've been going about it the wrong way. We all have. There's lots and lots and lots of misinformation in the world. Be open to the fact that you're addressing things the right way. Be patient in addressing things the right way and follow the action steps in these classes over the next 5 weeks. Modern day stresses, they cause you to gain weight. We've talked about this a lot. Dieting is like holding a volleyball underwater. The minute you let it go, it pops up and goes to an even higher level than the water. That's the way forcing yourself to lose weight. That's what happens. That's what I always say about dieting. But what we're doing is rather than trying to lose weight real quick and hold the volleyball underwater and force and force and force, we're going to do it maybe slowly and gradually at first by nourishing your body better, healing your digestion better, living a detoxification lifestyle, reducing the mental and emotional stresses, working through some of the trauma. We're going to be slowly addressing these things, which will have a slow effect in the beginning, but then it will speed up over time. And that's the signature pattern of how someone loses weight with the Gabriel method. It might start off slow in the beginning, but it speeds up and it stays off. So what we're going to be doing over the next 5 weeks, we'll be addressing these fat triggers one by one. We'll be addressing digestion, stress and emotion, fitness, the mind-body connection. We're going to be addressing all these issues to turn your fat programs off. And once your fat programs are off, amazing things happen. You naturally crave healthier food. My brother, for example, craves healthier foods. He craves things like avocado. He craves salads. He doesn't crave junk food anymore. Your digestion will improve. Food that's healthy food will taste better. Sweet foods will taste too sweet. And you will start to get to a place where you start to reject them. Your body starts to burn fat rather than sugar for energy. So you can go longer periods of time without eating and without being hungry. And you naturally just crave less food. And that's what happens when you address things the real way, by addressing the real issues. Visualization. Hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. Are we back? Visualization is one of the greatest things you can do. I read a whole book about it called Visualization for Weight Loss, but visualization is the foundation of the Gabriel Method because it helps reduce stress. It helps activate the mind-body connection. You can use it to help heal digestion, reduce limiting beliefs, work through past trauma, create healthy habits so that you are going to the gym or eating healthier foods or doing all the things you want to do. Visualization is so powerful that way. And as you know, we've created many, many visualizations. We're going to focus on a specific visualization each week in the morning, and then I'd also like you to listen to the evening visualization as you're going to sleep at night. As I said, it helps release stress, reprogram your body, rewire your brain chemistry, establish healthy patterns, get deep, restful sleep, and create a mental foundation for total body transformation. So visualization is so amazing that way. So take the visualization serious. Listen to a visualization every morning and every night as you're going to sleep. and even in the afternoons if you want to, and we'll talk more about that. I think in week three, we introduced an afternoon visualization. This is the foundation. You start with the mind and activate the mind-body connection. Get your mind on board. Everything else works. Visualization, in my opinion, is the missing link in weight loss. No question about it. Cool. So let's talk about the action steps for this week. So each week we're going to have action steps. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the class, the action steps are the most important part of the class. This is what you want to take seriously, the action steps. And you'll never see in these action steps count how many almonds you're going to have or how much fat you're going to have or how much of this or don't have this or don't have that. Sure, it's great to don't have this, don't have that. It's great if you can do it, but it's even better if you can do it when your body naturally wants to do it. And these are the action steps that will get you there. First and foremost, this week's morning visualization is called Burn Fat Now. It is in the members area. If you have any questions about where to access it, reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to help you. It's a, I don't know, 10, maybe 15-minute visualization. You can listen to it when you're in bed, lying down. Best if you're sitting up first thing in the morning, even before you brush your teeth. That's the best. Or if you're just lying down, you don't want to get out of bed, that's good. If you can't listen to it first thing in the morning, it's best if you listen to it sometime in the morning at the same time every day. So if you can't listen to it first thing in the morning, you got to go to work, got to take kids to school, whatever. If you have a break at 10:30 every day, fine. Listen to the visualization every day at 10:30. Best at the same time. So that way it creates a habit. If you can't see the things I'm telling you to imagine, don't worry about it. If your mind's wandering, don't worry about it. Just show up for the visualization. So much will happen whether you focus on it or not, whether you think about it or not. So much will happen. Just show up for the visualizations. It is the most important part of the program. So make it a priority if you can. Morning visualization, burn fat now. After the visualization, I'd like you to be drinking more healthy liquid. So in this case, drink 2 to 3 glasses, not all at once, but maybe over an hour period of, it could be warm water, doesn't have to be warm water, with lemon or apple cider vinegar. Doesn't have to have lemon or apple cider vinegar, but that's kind of nice, a squeeze of lemon or maybe a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar per glass. This will help detoxify your body, and it will also help improve your digestion. So the more water you drink, to a limit, obviously, don't force it to the point where, you know, you got to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes or you're feeling bloated in your stomach. But 2 to 3 glasses in the first hour, and then maybe a glass of water every hour or maybe right before each meal. Keep water going in. Just keep healthy liquids flushing in your body throughout the day. That combination of listening to visualizations in the morning and evening and having more healthy liquids flushing through your body, that's like 80% of it. If you do nothing else but that for the next 5 weeks, you will have such tremendous benefits. So add more liquids, such as healthy water, not tap water, purified water of some sort, preferably warm with lemon or apple cider vinegar. That's just preferably. If you can take a probiotic supplement in the morning, that would be great too. That helps improve the friendly bacteria in your digestion. We'll talk more about that in week two. As I said, maybe drink a glass of water before each meal. This is throughout the day, sprinkle flax seeds or chia seeds. That's just to get more omega-3s. Flax seeds and chia seeds have more omega-3s. That's just one of the ways of getting more omega-3s, and we'll talk more about omega-3s in a second. If you can start shopping at a farmer's market, at a health food store, start to get more healthy, live, organic food, start to find more healthy, live, organic food. A lot of places have it now. Target has it now, and Wegmans in the U.S., these are all having more organic, and Woolworths in Australia, and many of the IGAs, they're all having more organic foods. Look for more organic live foods when you can. Eat meals with the big three. I'm going to talk about the big three in a second, what that is, but eat meals that have more of the big three as a general rule. We'll talk about that in a second. At night, before you go to sleep, listen to the evening visualization. Just let yourself fall asleep listening to the evening visualization. Don't worry if your mind's wandering or whatever. Just let yourself fall asleep listening to the evening visualization. That's the action steps for this week. Real simple. You'll notice we're not talking about how much of this to eat or that to eat. real simple action steps, but they're very, very powerful. So when I say the big three is live food, omega-3s, and healthy protein. So live food means fruits and vegetables, specifically vegetables and salads, like salads and sprouts, and even fermented things like sauerkraut and kimchi, but more salads, more organic live salads. Make your meal a salad as much as possible. Put your meal on top of a big salad. My meal is usually comprised of a huge, huge salad with lots of organic greens and sprouts and lots of veggies with tomatoes and mushrooms and peppers and lots of different, as I said, sprouts. And then I'll use a healthy oil like chia seed oil or flaxseed oil, which is very high in omega-3s. We want more omega-3s. Omega-3s are such an incredible cure for weight that I believe that they should be taken much more than most people take it. They reduce inflammation and they reverse leptin and insulin resistance, which is what you want to do for sustainable weight loss. So you might want to have also a healthy omega-3 supplement, maybe 3 to 5 grams every morning of an omega-3 supplement. That would be really, really good. And then use either hemp, if you can, cold press hemp seed oil, flaxseed oil, or chia seed oil with your salad dressings instead of vegetable oils. Do not, as much as possible, do not have vegetable oils because they are very inflammatory. So I'm not telling you not to have fat. I'm just telling you to substitute one healthy fat for an unhealthy fat. So if it's cold, oils have either hemp seed oil, chia seed oil, or flaxseed oil because they're high in omega-3s, as opposed to the vegetable oils. If you're cooking, cook with ghee or clarified butter or coconut oil. They are saturated fats, but they are healthier. Do not cook with vegetable oils. Olive oil is one of those in-between oils. You can cook with it. You can have it with veggies. You can have it with salads. It does not have omega-3s, though, so that's why I prefer the chia seed oil, flaxseed oil, and hemp seed oil, because they do have omega-3s. So take omega-3 supplements if you can. Have chia seed, flaxseed oil, and hemp seed oil if you can. Keep it cold and make it sure it's unprocessed, cold pressed. And then if you can, have cold water fish. Cold water fish is high in omega-3s and chia seeds that are soaked, like in the form of chia seed pudding. So you want to have more omega-3s, less omega-6s. And the omega-6s are the vegetable oils. So that ratio has to change. The ratio is supposed to be like a 1-to-1 ratio. But it's more like a 50-to-1 ratio. We have 50 omega-6s to 1 omega-3s. That ratio has to change. It's that ratio causes inflammation. So as much as possible, get rid of your omega-6s. Get rid of vegetable oils. They are pure, pure toxins. And substitute with healthy oils. Okay, and then check out our recipe books. We got real healthy foods, great, great alternative types of foods like pizzas using an omelet base, healthy salads, live green juices, healthier desserts using almond, like an almond and orange cake that doesn't have things like grains that elevate your insulin levels and cause inflammation. So check out all the recipes and the recipe book that's included in the program. And get some ideas and share your ideas as much as possible and any inspirations that you have, share with us in our members area. We'd love to hear from you. This is just a guideline shopping list. Digestive enzymes we'll talk about in week two are great for digestion, probiotics, as we mentioned. You don't necessarily need whey protein that's in there, but that's only if you're not getting enough protein from healthy animal sources. Stevia is a really good sweetener. Coconut palm sugar is not bad. Organic raw honey is really good too as a sweetener. Look for grass-fed, free-range meats and chickens and wild-caught fishes as opposed to farm. They're much, much healthier. Try to get locally grown organic produce. Unsweetened cacao powder is really nice for some of the recipes in the recipe book. Nori sheets are really good for making wraps. Get healthier salts like Himalayan salt crystals. Try to get some flax seeds or chia seeds to put in your foods. Chia seed pudding is a really nice thing to have. You can look up recipes for that. Wheatgrass juice is great if you can get a shot every once in a while, or just regular cold, or any type of green juices are really good to have to when you're adding nutrients. And that's it. That's all you got to do for this week. That's all you got to focus on is basically the action steps that we talked about. Listening to the morning visualizations, having more healthy liquids, all the things we talked about, the action steps, adding food as nutrients. This is all I want you to focus on this week. And then next week, we'll take it to the next level. And so we'll build week by week systematically over a 5-week period to create healthy habits. Again, don't weigh yourself. Don't worry about if you're losing weight now. Focus on mind-body healing, reducing the stresses and healing the traumas, healing the digestion, healing your body from toxins, healing your body from nutritional deficiencies. Let's focus on healing for 5 weeks. You want your New Year's resolution to come through as far as your weight's concerned. Address the real issues, which is your health, your mind-body health. You need healing. Let's focus on the healing, nourishing, and healing. Nourishing your body at every level, nourishing your mind at every level, healing your body and your mind at every level, nourishing and healing over the next 5 weeks. Let's focus on that. And that's what's going to transform you, not just this year, but forever. That's what's going to transform you forever. This is an opportunity to heal yourself that you probably haven't done before or probably haven't looked at. So that's what we're going to focus on. We will meet next week to talk more about nutrition and digestion. In the meantime, have an awesome, awesome week. Reach out to us in the Facebook group or just in the members area if you have any questions. And join us in 4 days from now. It's going to be Thursday night in the U.S., Friday morning in Australia, New Zealand for a question and answer. And I will answer all your questions and be more than happy to talk to you and help walk you through the process step by step and give you everything you need. Cool. Have an awesome couple of days, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.